Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. Thank you for stopping by my channel. If you're watching on YouTube, huge thanks. Please subscribe. If you're listening to this on my podcast, welcome. So many of you would like to have a healthy, loving, committed relationship. The way to get that is not only to know yourself and what you want, but to filter so that you can assess who is the right type of person you should be dating. What I worry about is that so many people just date who's available, who's interested in them, somebody that's attractive to them. And there's nothing wrong with dating people that are attractive. Please understand that. It's just that, are you actually filtering? Are you filtering for somebody who wants what you want and they want it with you? Very simple. That's a Susan line. Do they want what you want and do they want it with you? Because if they're not matching your goals, you're really just kind of going down a dead end. I mean, if you have the time and you just feel like doing it, fine. But if you're tired of dead-end relationships and you're tired of situationships and you're tired of the confusion of not knowing what you've got, maybe even being afraid to ask what you've got, then it's time to get serious about, one, what do you want? Very, very, very clear. Do you want monogamy? Do you want a long-term relationship? Do you want to be married? Do you want to live together? What do you want? Whatever it is, know what you want. Now, that is your goal. And when you meet people, whether it's online or it's in person, it's got to be that they want that same thing. Now, I realize you don't just meet somebody walking your dog, walk down the street and say, hey, you looking for a long-term committed relationship that's filled with self-awareness and a growth mindset? But you might, in protracted conversations with them, start to understand that they are about that, and then start to ask more questions, because you need to filter. I promise you, so many of you that are experiencing anxiety and low self-esteem, if you really, really, really were to examine this, you would find that you have given up your goals, given up your dreams, compromised your standards, compromised what you really wanted from them, and just took what they gave you. And you know what? When you just take what they give you, or they're willing to give you, your self-esteem drops accordingly. For real. So the reason that we stay focused on what we want is that we are looking for a match. Somebody who innately wants the same things. That means you've got a shot at a relationship. You've got the starting. This is the starting process. You have a shot at that relationship because you're going in the same direction, right? So you need to ascertain that. The next step is, are you choosing people that correspond to what you say you want? Because so many people get off track. They take, again, what's available. Because, you know, just want somebody, maybe in time, if they keep seeing me, they'll want a relationship, or you think that your love can change them, okay? Anybody who's been down that road knows your love won't change them, all right? They are who they are, and most of our dispositional traits are hardwired and baked into us. If somebody is selfish and narcissistic, they're not going to wake up with your love and discover, oh, I feel like being much more agreeable. I feel like being in consideration of the collateral emotional damage I'm creating for this person. No, they're not going to think about those things. So you need to filter, what do you want? And is their disposition one that brings out the best in you? If you start compromising in the very beginning, just to get into the game, you're not going to have the goal you want. I do understand that people get tired and they get disillusioned, but it's really better to sit it out for a bit of time than to reinforce a negative pattern that will lower your self-esteem. Another aspect is that you really have to be the qualities you are looking for. Otherwise, it's not a match. You really have no right to ask for somebody to have all the qualities that you want to import into your life. If you want somebody who's a giver, you've got to be a giver too. If you want somebody who's ambitious, you need to have ambition. You can't ask this person to simply give you the things you simply don't want to work on, right? We see many delusional people who show up at singles events and they say, I want this, 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 and this, none of which they have for themselves. So you've got to be in resonance. You've got to be in unification with what you want, what you say you want, to be the embodiment of what you are looking for in terms of ethics and character and desires and goals. And then you start to filter. Don't be afraid to throw some back into the pool, into the huge sea. You don't need to date everybody. If you're young and you're starting out and you don't know what you want, yes, do duty dating. That's my word for gathering data, because you won't know what you like until you know what you don't like. So at that time in your life, it has purpose. You've ended a 20-year marriage. You don't really know what kind of partner you want now. So that would be a time period when you would just date whatever to learn or to break a stereotype of a certain type of person that you're attracted to. I've had many clients do that, where they're only attracted to X type of person or X type of person, the kind of looks or coloring or whatever, and they're in a rut of bad experiences, and I beg them to just try the wild card, and that's the one that works. So again, be in alignment with what you want, and do not be afraid to filter from the very beginning. This doesn't mean that you are ruthless. It doesn't mean that you are narrow-minded, but it means that you take hold of the goals that you want and you see if that person is an ethical match to where you want to go. Because so much of your relationship will be negotiating, working through things, and you want a partner who's really going to be there for you. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you've got a question, please check out a consultation. And I have lots of wonderful resource products like the Dating Games Guide. If you're not sure if you're being played or not, that's the quickest way to access every bit of information I have at your fingertips. It's a free app you put on your phone. It's super cheap and it's super effective to encounter a problem and like, I don't know what to do here. So it not only lists the problems that you say you want to figure out, but it gives you the solution. Okay. There's also older women, younger men, if you're in that kind of an age gap relationship, because that is very specific type of information and training from one who's been there. And the rest of you, please check out my website, SusanWinter.net, and sign up for the newsletter so I can stay in touch with you and tell you events and give you special offers. Okay, thanks a lot. Leave comments for what you'd like to hear and what you'd like to see.